Have you ever felt that the devil is winning in your life? Time and time again, you fall to the same temptation. Surely the devil is winning. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Many people struggle with temptation. Now, we're all different, and so our particular temptations, well, they're different too. They strike at the chink in our armour, at our Achilles heel, if you will. So strong can those temptations be that we can easily get the impression that the devil is winning, that somehow he has the upper hand with a grip on us that's so strong that no one can break it. Have you ever felt that? Well, I'm here to tell you that it's a lie, plain and simple, because the devil is a great illusionist. With one sleight of hand, he has us believing his lies as though they were some great truth. Speaking of the truth, here it is. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. God made us free from the power of darkness, and he brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The Son paid the price to make us free. In him, we have forgiveness of our sins. The simple truth is this, that no matter what you've done, God has rescued you from the power of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of his Son, in whom you're saved and through whom you're forgiven. That's it. Plain and simple. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. It's a done deal. Jesus has won, and that victory is yours. He came to set you free. I mean truly free. And the moment you put your trust in him, you are free indeed. God has made us free from the power of darkness. He has brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's the truth. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. The thing that defeated Satan back there on the cross was God's love. And the thing that's going to defeat him again and again in your life is still God's love. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, The Power of Love. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.